All right, moving on to a new week. Obviously, last week was disappointing. Could have done some things better, but the Arizona Cardinals, first win that I was a part of last year. Really good defense. This is going to be a tough challenge for us. Another 3-4 like we faced last week. Do some different things schematically. Very good players. Know how to get to the quarterback, so we're going to have to do a good job protecting. We're going to have to run the ball really well, but it's going to be a fun one. I mean, it's going to be important for us that we're back home to keep our home winning streak going, and we're excited to be back home. We're going to have a great week of preparation this week. It's tough defense, one of the better defenses in the league, and I think that's why the big part that they're 4-2 right now.
How is their 3-4 different from some of the ones you faced earlier?
Last week, 3-4 was a standard 3-4. This week, they'll go 3-4, and then they'll mix like an under 3-4, get some different looks. A lot of times, 3-4s are different in the fact that, how they run different pressures, what coverages they run behind them. And they do some different pressures, a lot of different pressures, and they bring a lot of pressure. And they do some different things in the coverage scheme as well.
As good as Percy is underneath, are you tempted to get him downfield more often?
We're finding ways to try to get him the ball. And obviously the stuff underneath is working really well. We caught a go ball a couple weeks ago, and we had a deep ball against Washington, caught down the middle. But I think, we're going to find ways to get him downfield. Keep getting them stuff underneath, but we're gonna keep giving the ball no matter what. So,
Christian, you did a great job taking care of the ball first 4 weeks or so. Have you been able to pinpoint anything over these last couple weeks that have led to a couple of the turnovers that weren't there earlier?
The two against Washington. Last one, was dumb. I was trying to make a play in the game, and one before that, my feet weren't right. Jinx is wide open 5 yards in front of me, and the ball just sailed on me. And then in the other game, it was very similar, two poor throws. So it's not really decision-making. I'm not making bad decisions, just something that's easily correctable. I think a lot of it has to do with my footwork and something I'll work on this week.
It looked like you knew that one to Jenkins right away. You started kind of jumping up.
Yeah, it wasn't good. I knew right when it left my hand, it sailed on me. And guy was sitting right there and intercepted it. So that was, wasn't good. So
if you look at the tape, do you see anything that's kind of leading to the accuracy issues last week?
The biggest thing was footwork. The one that I threw short to Kyle, I flipped my feet around. I should have just stayed on the run and threw off balance. And had one to a missed throw to John Carlson on a little corner route that I didn't really set my feet, and it's all footwork. So,
is that a matter of being more comfortable in the pocket, or what do you need to do there?
It's not really comfortable in the pocket. I mean, it's being better moving around in the pocket. Like the one to Jenkins, I was hitching up because I was looking left, and then he was on the right, and I just never got my foot all the way to the right, and that's what kind of dropped the ball and it sailed on me. It's just being a better job of moving around in the pocket, not really being more comfortable.
Can you get a sense of Jerome's frustration just not being able to get on the field?
I think he's definitely disappointed that he's not out there. I don't know if he's frustrated. I think he understands that he's kind of got a weird injury, but I think he'll be back this week, and he's going to practice all week, and we'll see if he's set for the game. But we'll be happy when he's back. I know he'll be happy when he's back. So.
You've had 16 starts now, full year worth of starts. What do you see as kind of the biggest differences now and then?
Now and last year? I think my whole comfort level, my whole confidence level, it's just different. I really feel like, this is my team and that I'm a part of this team. I don't know. I mean, a year makes a big difference for sure.
What is John Carlson's reaction been, I guess, to just his role in the offense? Has he been frustrated at all?
No, I think he's a team player. He's a really good teammate, and I think anyone in his position will want more balls, but he's never shown that. He's never shown any frustration, he caught one ball last week and missed him on a throw, and he's getting open. I gotta keep doing a better job of getting the ball and not miss throws.
As you look back through those three red zone sequences early in the game on tape, what did you see?
The first one, I think I tried to force the ball into Devin and probably threw it too early and second drive, you know, could have checked the ball down to Adrian to get a first down, and you know, we didn't do that. And I mean, it all goes back to execution. I mean, we're not doing anything. We're not going to change our red zone scheme. We just got to do what we're doing better and get better at it. And, you know, we're not going to put extra focus on it. I mean, obviously we need to improve, and we're going to focus on that, but we're not going to try to do anything crazy different.
Did they show you any looks that you weren't expecting? Because like that first second and goal from the five when you threw to Devin there, yeah. They keep both safeties up and you've only got two guys out in pattern. They're basically both doubled. That looks like one where you're expecting
so a six. We try to put Percy in the backfield and try to get them to suck up on the run, and the safety didn't really do anything. I mean, that's not what we expected him to do. And I don't know if they knew our play call or what, but and so they didn't cooperate like we wanted them to.
A corner to Kyle, and you kind of don't have enough time in the pocket there. You end up checking it down to Toby.
We're trying to work Percy on a little one-on-one route, and you know, took too long to develop, and so I just escaped out and tried to make a play to Toby, and you know, he caught it, but obviously it didn't really help that much.
At this point, does your confidence fluctuate week to week depending on the last performance, or is it are you past that?
No, you know, I think I got through that all last year. I think that probably week to week last year probably fluctuated, but that's out of my system. I mean, now that this is my second year, I'm completely confident in what I'm doing. And obviously I'm disappointed when I make throws like that, but it's easy for me to move on. And I think it's important for me to move on. I mean, obviously after the game, I'm frustrated in what I did, but I got to play it play to play and not let it affect me, because ultimately it'll affect the rest of my teammates.
You obviously don't want to be in the position you guys were in late in the game. The fact that you were able to throw the ball so much and move the ball in that situation, is there something to build on there?
I guess. I mean, obviously we're good in the passing game. I think we just got to do a better job of being better early on and not waiting to for things to click, until the fourth quarter. But again, it all just goes back to execution for us and our part. And I got to keep doing a better job of not only starting fast like we did last week, but obviously finishing in the red zone, but continuing that in the second and third quarter as well.
Do you kind of embrace that though, with the offense basically on your shoulders at that point?
Yeah, I think so. I enjoy it. When there's game on the line, I mean, I want the ball in my hands. I want to make plays, and that's why football is fun. I mean, you know, a game like Tennessee where we won big, I mean, obviously you're happy about that. But what's ultimately fun is when it's a close game in the fourth quarter and you got to go win a game.
Talking about footwork, does that also speak to stepping up more consistently as opposed to flushing out, drifting right?
Yeah, definitely. And I think when I get myself in trouble is when I get to the top of my drop and kind of just hop there and sit back there rather than moving forward. And I definitely make a lot of my better throws when I move forward, and that's going to be something I got to keep continuing getting better at and make that a habit, rather than hopping at the top of my pocket. And that's kind of what I did in college and got away with it. And obviously the ends are rushing upfield a lot more and they're a lot better. So I got to keep doing a good job of moving forward.
In the Washington game, it looked like you made an emphasis of that in the second half that you were
definitely. Yeah.
After the Indy loss, it seemed like there was a lot of talk about refocusing in the week of practice, and you guys responded really well. Do you kind of expect that, or do you feel that already, that same kind of sense of urgency coming back this week?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we expect to refocus and move on from last week and do a better job of preparing. And, we know that it's going to be a tough week. I mean, we got to do a really good job of preparing. I mean, we definitely want to refocus and move on and do everything we can, especially with the defense that we're facing, which is so differently schematically. We got to do a lot better job of focusing in on practice this week.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.